Welcome back to another Terps for Life podcast. This is Director of Athletics, Chris Lavoie. And today we have head volleyball coach, Leanna Taylor, with us. Leanna and her volleyball team most recently went through all 15 of our core principles, and they kind of, as a group and as a team, narrowed that down to 5. So, Leanna, can you tell us just a little bit about that process of how you guys got to narrowing that down to your 5 core principles, and what are those?
Sure, great, thank you. So we broke up into small groups right at the beginning of the season, just trying to continue to develop our culture within our volleyball program. And within our small groups, we talked about the 15 core principles, and then they each had to pick one from each letter group. And then we brought them all in front of each other and we discussed them, and then we voted on which ones were best for our team this year. And we came up with our 5, which was trust, relentless, energy, process, and success.
That's awesome. Do you have one of those core principles that kind of sticks out to you right now, or, you know, one that you guys talk about more than the others, or is it just kind of, you know, as needed, or do you have a favorite?
Probably all of the above. I think, though, in running a great team and developing a great team, trust is the glue. Trust is the foundation for that cohesive unit. What's opposite of trust is starting to question, doubting each other. So for me, I truly believe in the principle of trust. The other ones are fantastic. We definitely intertwine relentless into our conversation, but trust to me is the glue for this team.
In previous podcasts, we've talked about trust with some of your teammates as well. We talked about different types of trust. So you have trust amongst teammates, you have trusting yourself, you have trusting the coaches. So how do you measure trust?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough analysis, right? It doesn't always have a number on it. But I think one of my key observations with trust is the accountability part is hand in hand energy, holding each other accountable. Somebody might walk into the gym and be a little down, and you can see some of our leaders say, you know, get big, shoulder back, get presence. We have these words that we've been using all season that really get everybody to what's important now, right? And get us where our feet are, staying present, and just really truly trusting the process and what we're teaching them, and then transferring it and owning it themselves.
And coach, I know I've worked with your team a little bit and you a little bit, and you guys focus on really what we call BFS. So B, body language, F, focus, and the S is self-talk. So the words you guys have adopted to use for your team is get big. So, and you brought that up, but just to kind of dive in a little bit more, is if you or if your teammates see each other slouched shoulders, having a bad day, your kind of feedback is get big. And that's your cue for your players to understand their body language is poor at that point in time and go shoulders up, stand tall, which I think is a fantastic, easy cue for your team that you can do in practice or even during a game. Hey, get big. And it can be a game changer.
Yep. And we've also really adopted the word good. So when turning that adversity into an advantage and just good, well, let's go. Well, here we are. Let's take advantage of this, whether it's me getting involved in practice and making bad calls, just as, you know, good, react to the situation and really try and just keep the adversity every day for them and just rising up and just becoming part of their norm. And, you know, as game-like as we can, recreating that pressure.
That's awesome. Coach Taylor, we thank you for your time today on this Terps for Life podcast. Certainly got a lot out of your principles that you've adopted and trust and the terminology you use of get big and how do you measure trust, and that's through accountability. So Terps, have a great day. Remember, be a Terp today so you become a Terp for Life.